You are now tuning into From Humble Beginnings, your podcast for helping you, empowering you to become a better entrepreneur, a better man, a better woman, a better son, a better spouse, friend, leader, peer, everything through example, through action, through the failures and mistakes of a young man who's raised in New York City to immigrant parents who suffered through poverty and difficulties and peer pressure and social and cultural pressure. From lack of confidence and doubt. From being ostracized or being rejected for being different. Everything that comes with being an entrepreneur. What stands this show out from the other shows is this is a young man who hasn't made it yet, but he's making his way there, and he's documenting his life, his struggles, his learnings. And you will be there. You will have the amazing opportunity, and I will have the amazing opportunity to do this together. You can't imagine how exciting it is for me and how grateful I am for having this opportunity to share my experiences with you. I feel like I can, you know, I am with you. I am doing this with you guys. We're all here struggling together. Very few of us have made it. In fact, the whole concept of entrepreneurship is you never make it. You never make it. There's no land of made it. That shit doesn't exist. Not for entrepreneurs, because the reason why you guys are entrepreneurs is because you want to make something out of yourself and you want to improve and constantly improve. There's no end to improving. There's always more. There's always more to grow. There's always more you can do. So the whole concept of entrepreneurship is there's no end of the road. It's a continuous road to greatness. Till the day we die. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I haven't told you guys yet about myself, although I've been working up to it. I grew up in New York City, in Jackson Heights. I was born in Elmhurst Hospital. Jackson Heights is the South Asian melting pot community, central community in New York City. I grew up in the land of immigrants, the land of ambition, the land of people who've left behind their hometowns. See, my parents left their hometowns. Left their mom, left their dads to come to America to create a better life for me, to create a better life for my brother. And that's why I am not going to become a loser in this world, because my parents invested in me, and I am not going to be a failed investment. I need to give them their return of investment. That's what drives me. That's what drives me every single day, because I think of my parents and how many hours they've put into raising me. My dad, he worked tirelessly. He worked tirelessly for me every single day, every single day. Some days he'd work 6 days a week. Some days he'd work 7 days a week. There was a time where he worked 2 days straight. He's an old man now, and what drives me every single day, and I hope you guys can feel what I am feeling, and I know a lot of you guys have these similar feelings, and I hope I can show you guys what empowers me and how I find my energy and how I create so much energy. It's from these things. It can't be your own selfish reasons, because selfish reasons end at some point. At some point, you're just gonna be like, oh, I made it. I'm a bit lazy today. I kind of don't feel like doing it. I don't really need to do it because it's just for me. No, I'm gonna just give myself a break. See, because that's for yourself, right? But when it's for somebody else, when it's for the kids who look up to you, when it's for your parents who want to have a better life, who want to... Man, I'm about to cry when I think of my parents, because I just feel for my parents. I do this for my parents. I do this for my brother. I do this for you guys. I do this for other people, and that's what keeps me going every single day, because it's not about me. It's not about me anymore. That's when I was a kid. It was all about me. It's not about me anymore. Entrepreneurship is about helping society. If you want to make your own money, you need to help society. It's not about you anymore. It's not about you getting your freaking salary. Oh my God, I got 90,000. I got a fat whip. I got a freaking Rolex watch. I get to go to the bar. No, it's not about you anymore when you're an entrepreneur. You have entered the exclusive club where nobody is doing it for themselves, but they're doing it for society. They're doing it for humanity. They're doing it for their parents. They're doing it for all the other people who need a reason, who need inspiration, who need an excuse to become a greater version of themselves. Think about all the people who will follow in your footsteps. Imagine, close your eyes and feel the power. Feel the power. Feel the energy, the legacy. Feel the goosebumps of having kids, generations of kids who play your videos, your success, your accomplishments, who see your accomplishments, who follow your footsteps, because they go, if he could do it, if she could do it, then I could do it. Or imagine all the families who you've helped because you helped this kid who was a drug dealer, this kid who was about to drop out of school, this kid who was about to commit suicide, and you helped him. And because you helped him, he helped his baby mama, and because he helped his baby mama can raise some good, healthy kids, and because he could raise some good, healthy kids, his parents don't disown him anymore. And now you've saved an entire family, and now that family saves a community and becomes a leader to other kids. Imagine the ripples, the waves you can make just for becoming successful yourself. Now how does it feel, huh? Now how does it feel? Is it about you anymore? Do you see the power, the energy that you can have simply for thinking outside of yourself and for thinking about all the people who see you every day, all the people who need help? Every single day while you walk down the sidewalk in New York City, you'll see gloomy faces, pained faces, veteran faces of pain and misery and confusion. These people are crying out, make me feel special, help me, give me some purpose, give me some advice, I just want a friend, I just want to be loved, I just want to help my family, I don't want to sell drugs, but I have to sell drugs because that's where I am and that's the only way I can make money. Entrepreneurship is a weapon. It's a mechanism to empower people to get. It is fundamentally, it is the jetpack for the people in the bottom. It's the jetpack. It's the freaking rocket ship. This is as meritocratic as you can get. It doesn't see, the market does not give a shit if you're black. It doesn't give a shit if you're a woman. It doesn't care if you're lesbian. It doesn't care if you're gay. It doesn't care if you came from India. It doesn't care if you're an immigrant. It doesn't care if you're 40, if you're 60, if you're 80, if you're 5. The market doesn't care because the market is emotionless. The market empowers the person who has the courage, who has the balls, who has the innovative mind, who the person who put in the effort. That's what the market empowers. The market doesn't care about who your parents are. It doesn't care about your degree or your certificates. It doesn't care about how much money you have. It doesn't care about how pretty your Instagram pictures are. The market has no emotion. It doesn't matter if you're ugly, if you're sexy, if you're smart, if you're dumb. It cares about what you make of yourself, the effort you put in, how much people you impact, your ability to not be dumb, your ability to fix yourself, the ability to get your shit together, to start being intelligent, start being smart, start loving yourself, start loving everybody else. That's what entrepreneurship is. That's what the market values. It's about value. How much value you can give to other people. How many companies can you help? How many people can you empower? How many lives can you touch? How much attention can you make? That's what it cares about. And that's why it's so amazing. It's like a freaking flood or like a tsunami coming and just destroying everything that's not strong enough. It's like a tornado or like a strong gust of winds ripping out trees that aren't firmly rooted in the ground. It's like natural selection, and it's like survival of the fittest, because it'll get rid of old money. It'll get rid of all the stuff that doesn't work anymore. Look at camera companies. Look at newspapers. Look at cable TV. Everything is changing. The market doesn't care. It's ruthless. And that's why it's so amazing. And you know, because the market changes so fast, and because everything is getting disrupted, you are in the most amazing time in human history. In human history, this is May 7th, 2018. There has been no day better than this day in the history of mankind. The amount of wealth that there is on this planet right now far exceeds even yesterday. Every single day we are advancing exponentially. Do you understand the opportunity you have? All it takes is for you to freaking get your shit together. Just be like, I want to do it, and I'm gonna put in the effort to do it, and you will do it. There's nothing stopping you. Everything is on the internet. If you need money, getting money is so easy. Come up with an idea. There's investors everywhere who are just going to throw money at you. You want to learn something? There's tutorials. There's MOOCs. There's YouTube videos. There's articles. There's Wikipedia. There's books. There's Pirate Bay. You have absolutely no excuse for being where you are right now. I have no excuse for complaining. No more complaints. No more complaints, because you have no excuse. Because if you wanted to do something, you can do it right now. The only reason why you're complaining is because you don't want to do it. That's why you're complaining. Sorry for ranting, guys, but truly wanted to speak to you guys and show you. Let me tell you a bit more about myself. I'm 22 years old. I dropped out of New York University on my third year. Maybe for some of you guys, that's not a big deal. For me, it was a big deal. My parents cried for this. All the brown people, my parents are from Bangladesh, by the way. I was born in New York, my family, very brown. Very brown, very cultural, very traditional. And you know how it is with immigrants. Immigrants see education as the way out of poverty. You know, a lot of these people, they come from poverty, you know, like the poorest of the poor. We're talking about like poor in third world countries. See, poor in third world country is like totally different from poor in America. Okay, poor in third world countries is like next level poor. Okay, we're talking about like them not being able to eat, them having to live outside and getting killed from like a simple disease. That's what I'm talking about. My parents, fortunately, God bless them with good families, you know, middle class. Maybe even upper class at some times. Upper class, middle class, around that. That's where my family's come from. Not all of them, not every single immigrant, you know, has that sort of privilege. When they come to America, though, everything changed. Poverty. Everything they had, they left behind. All the money, behind. All the homes they had, everything's back in Bangladesh, back in India, back in China, back in wherever they came from, back in Eastern Europe. You're moving into America, starting fresh. I dropped out of New York University because I almost fell into depression, because I felt like I was literally, the reason was because I felt like I couldn't be myself. I couldn't be myself. It was like a factory. It's like an assembly line. It's crazy. And you know what? You know what's crazy? It's like, why am I the only person thinking that? Like, that's how I thought. Like, how is it that all my friends are just like totally okay with just having been told what to do? Like, everybody's okay with just reading the textbook, not even caring why this textbook is even important, why we're doing calculus, why we're doing this, why we're doing that, why is a professor grading me this way? Nobody questions this. And it was so scary to me because everybody freaking worshipped New York University. Maybe it's because of my circle. Maybe it's because of the fact that most of the people I've been around with is immigrants. And all immigrants know is just getting a freaking education so they can get a freaking 9-to-5 so they can finally get out of poverty. Everybody wants to get to middle class because everybody's in lower class. Everybody's poor. Everybody wants to get a middle class. That's everybody's freaking destination. That's such a low dream. That's not a high enough dream. And when you try to dream high, everybody's like, what the hell? Who are you? My dad literally came up to me, or a lot of my cousins, a lot of my relatives, a lot of my friends, everybody I knew. Literally, I didn't have one person. The only person who ever believed in me was my fiance. That's why I love her so much. Every single person ever, period, ever, every single person ever known had rejected me and told me I'm not doing it right and I shouldn't be leaving New York University and I all this debt and why am I doing this and you have no idea what you're doing and all this sort of stuff. It was the most difficult moment in my life, but it was the most empowering moment in my life. And this was the greatest decision I ever made in my life. I'm gonna look back 40 years from now and be like, man, I had the balls to freaking leave New York University. I'm telling you guys about my life because I want you guys to learn from my experiences. When I quit NYU, when I dropped NYU, this was from my own desire. I created my life there. I made a decision. All of a sudden, I have accountability and ownership for my life. I can no longer complain and say, my parents did this, my parents did that, New York University did this, New York University did that. All of a sudden, now everything is on my shoulders now because I quit NYU. Now I'm on my own. You get it? You get the difference here? You get the difference? Entrepreneurs take accountability for their life. Entrepreneurs take accountability for their own life. They no longer let some other company or some organization or some family or some culture take control of their life. Now they have the balls, they have the courage to be like, no, I am gonna live the life I want to live. I'm gonna make my decisions. I'm gonna get hurt for my own decisions. Do you understand? See, NYU could have been really, really bad for me, but I didn't even care. I didn't even care because I rather fail from my own actions instead of just following the crowd. Because when you're following the crowd, you can actually blame the crowd, you know? Like if your mom tells you to do something, right? And you do it and you end up getting hurt, you can blame your mom, right? Because your mom told you to do it. You're not really supposed to because obviously you have a freaking brain and why'd you do it? She didn't force you to do it, but you still did it. But you get my point. It's very easy to blame the organization or the greater whole when you're just a follower. You know, that's actually what separates a leader from a follower. Let me repeat it again. That's what separates a leader from a follower. See, a leader has no excuses. I'm serious. Like, I mean this like really, really badly. Like at the essence, a leader, the whole concept of a leader is like, there's nobody higher than me. So like, shit, if the company fails, then it's on me. You get what I mean? Like, everything is my fault. That's the difference. Follower is like, everybody is his fault. But a leader is like, everything is my fault. You get the difference here? A leader takes accountability for everybody's mistakes. And then celebrate the success of the group. So when the group succeeds, the leader doesn't really isn't the one celebrating. It's the follower celebrating and enjoying the moment. And the leader's like, man, what's next? What's the next shitstorm that's about to happen? You get what I mean? Like, while the leader is trying to prepare for the next shitstorm, you know, all the followers, you know, they're enjoying the time. If the followers, if one of them gets hurt, they blame the leader. You see the difference here? You see the dynamics here? It makes sense why so many people are followers. I didn't understand this for a really long time. And maybe you guys don't understand it. Why are people followers? It makes so much sense. It hurts to take accountability for things. It's scary to make decisions. Because if you make a bad decision, all of a sudden you can't blame anybody but yourself. You see the difficulty here? You see the problem here? You see why people are followers? People rather be followers so they don't feel the burn of following their heart. When you follow your heart, you're scared. It's like, man, okay, what is my heart? Okay, this heart is telling me to do this thing, and like, everybody's gonna reject me, and like, what if I do it wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I can't blame anybody. I can't blame the government because I did this shit to myself. You see where I'm going? I hope you guys understand. Basically, a follower, how do I explain it in layman terms? A follower, I'm trying to use the Feynman technique. Feynman technique is when you try to teach to an 8-year-old simply to, because the more layman terms, or the more you can break down complicated things to a more less jargony way, the easier it is to understand and the easier it is to learn yourself. But yeah, can't think of an analogy, but that's the best I could do right now. But yeah, followers. I'm not a follower. I've never been a follower. I hate authority figures. I don't know if it was a sickness or if it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing that I don't like authority figures. I can't let anybody control me. I have to control myself, and that's why I almost got depressed at NYU, because now my whole success balanced on the shoulders of freaking professors. Like, fuck you, professors. How dare you freaking tell me how smart I am if I succeed in the class or not? Who the hell are you? Freaking old ass mofo telling me I can't do something, I can't do that, I can't do this. Who the hell are you? I take accountability of my life. I want you guys to do the same thing and not let others control you. Start following your heart. That's the first thing. Then it gets a little more complicated. Like when you have like a spouse, like all of a sudden, you know, your spouse is kind of, you kind of need to let her control you a little bit. I don't even know. That's another topic. It's something I don't fully understand. I think first you want to take control of your life. And then I think you have to, like, I don't know, compromise and stuff like that. When you want to be a real leader, you can't be doing whatever you want. But I think step one, I'm at like step one, kind of trying to transition into step two. Step one is taking full responsibility and control of your life. Get out of the herd. Don't be a herd. Okay, so when I was at NYU, oh my God. You don't even know what was going through my head. Every single person, left and right, everybody is just going to class. Everybody's just trying to graduate. Everybody doesn't even have any idea what they're going to do. Nobody wants to do anything great. Everybody's scared to bump, to bash against the walls. It was scary. It was so scary. You know what's scary? When everybody's doing the same shit. That's fucking scary. It's not scary to other people for some reason, but it was scary to me. Why is everybody worshiping school? What is this crap? It was so strange to me. Like, everybody is like, it's like a religion. It was like a religion. Like, everybody just thought this was the way of life. Like, you can't really do anything different. And maybe I sound crazy to you guys. I hope I don't. I hope you guys can relate. This is very, maybe you guys aren't dropouts like I am, but you can relate this to other parts of your life. Like, I don't know, let's say, to take slavery, for example. Everybody is doing slavery. Everybody is freaking whipping slaves, raping slaves, buying slaves, right? This is the way to go. It's how it is. Let's just do it. I'm doing it because my mama did it. I'm doing it because that white guy across the street is doing it. Nobody is thinking, are we doing this? Is this the only way of doing? Is this the truth? Is this a fundamental truth? Can we do something else? Is there an alternative? You get what I mean? See, I bring this topic up, this slavery topic, and then people understand, but they have no freaking understanding of the correlation between blindly following slavery and like blindly following like going to university and doing the traditional immigrant route of just going through school and shit. It's not just one way. I'm not saying that university and school is invaluable. It's so valuable to people. For me, it was invaluable because I wanted to be different and I wanted to take control of my own life. And I don't even know why I was in school. That was a huge problem. I don't know why I was in school. I was in school because my mom told me to. That's such a bad reason. You want to do things for your mom. I get that. And I was speaking about that earlier on. But when you're doing, when you don't even know why you're there, like you're not even doing it for your mom, you're just doing it because you're scared your mom's gonna get mad at you. It's not even because you're doing it for your mom. There's a difference. You're just scared. You're just scared of being ostracized. It's totally different. If you didn't have to do it, then you probably wouldn't do it. If there was no ramifications for dropping out, you probably would drop out. I'm not encouraging people to drop out. But if school isn't where you want to be, then freaking drop out, man. What the hell are you waiting for? Fucking quit. Excuse my language. Should probably stop cursing. I'm just so passionate about this subject and I end up cursing. My New Year's resolution should be not to curse. I should be really good with that. I'm not cursing. I started cursing though. I just couldn't find another way to express myself. That's the main reason why. I don't want to be vulgar, but I just feel like it gives a bit more oomph to what you have to say. That's the biggest reason why, I swear. Anyways. Another thing. A big life advice. A really good life advice to a lot of you kids. Kids, you know, young adults, all you guys. Grown-ups. Stop giving a shit what other people think about. Stop caring what other people think about you. How other people perceive you. Stop with the whole Instagram social media mentality where it's like, oh, are people gonna like me? Or am I looking cute? Quit that. Start thinking for yourself. Stop thinking about competitors. Stop thinking about other people. Stop thinking about all what this girl thinks, what this guy thinks, what my mom thinks, what my dad. Start thinking about yourself, your heart. What is your heart telling you? And follow your heart. I know it's cliche, and you think it's cliche, but I can't be truer than this. You can't be truer than freaking following your heart. Yes, your heart might take you somewhere freaking terrible. Yes, yes, your heart might freaking put you into a shitty situation. But follow your heart, because you're not going to be happy without following your heart. You'll just be a husk. Or I can go on and go. I can go on and on. I think you've had it for now. Talk about this subject another time. I hope this was valuable to you guys. I have so much more to talk about, more about my life. You know, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. There's so many experiences I've had in my life, and I just want to share it to you guys. While making sure I don't, you know, like, jeopardize people in my life. I'm not going to be naming names. I'm going to try to avoid telling you guys who they were. Might even try to avoid, you know, mentioning my mom or my fiance or anything like that. I just want to keep it ambiguous, just for respect for them. Anyways, guys. You have tuned into From Humble Beginnings, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is your host, Sayed Aman, logging out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.